Hello, Spring Breakers, and welcome to Can You Get to That? I am your co-host, Caitlin Best, coming at you from sunny Cancun.
Hey there, it's me, Alien. It's the guy. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Now, what's a pretty little thing like you doing here in Cancun of all places?
Oh, no, please don't ever say that to me again.
It's just how I address the women.
I know it is. I know it is, sir, Mr. Alien. And
are you here on a little spring break? Or are you like
I'm an exchange student in Cancun? I'm actually
longer term.
I'm actually here doing some grant work. I'm studying, doing some archaeology.
Doing a little grant work of my own, you know.
Oh,
I got some money from some people in some high places, if you know what I mean.
I understand the pun, if that's what you meant.
On this episode of Can You Get to That, Alien, the role originated by James Franco, will be played by an impersonator of Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, it's still me. It's me, Alien. It's the guy from the movie. Hey. All right.
Are you, because I remember you died at the end of the movie.
Spring Breakers 2 got an alien in it, right? You know they're making, they made a sequel? Did it ever come out?
Not in the United States that I'm aware of.
Hi, by the way, I'm Matthew Olson, aka the very poor Matthew McConaughey impersonator. Hi.
Hey.
Can we just quickly figure out Spring Breakers 2?
Mm-hmm.
Did it ever actually happen? Well, it doesn't have its own Wikipedia page.
I mean, I think that's because Alien died at the end.
Spring Breakers, the Second Coming, was announced on May 6, 2014. Upon announcement, Franco released a statement saying that the sequel was, quote, not being done with Harmony Korine or my consent, and the producers were, quote, capitalizing on that innovative film to make money on a weak sequel, end quote, and attempting to, quote, make money off someone else's creativity.
That's not allowed?
And then it just never happened?
Because that's not allowed, right?
It's not allowed, no.
I can't just decide I'm going to make the 8th Star Wars movie myself.
I don't think either of these people listed as producers of the sequel that never happened. I don't think either of them worked on the first film.
Who are they? What are their names?
Well, let's see. So, Irvine Welsh.
Mm-hmm.
And director Jonas Åkerlund.
Is one of them Riff Raff?
No, neither of them are the real genuine Riff Raff. No.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy listed here to direct the sequel. It's not even mentioned on his page. He's just like a music video director.
Mm-hmm.
He did the video for Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5.
Oh, God. How horrible.
Anyway, apologies for that intro. I can't even match Dave Franco, let alone James Franco. For
all of your impressions just sort of slide backwards into McConaughey at some point.
At some point, usually except about a minute in.
Except for the Rick Ross one, which you explained to me you try to do by pretending that you're talking through a very long PVC pipe.
Yeah, that was on this show, so people are well familiar with that great classic.
I thought that was in the dark ages that you did that on this show.
I don't think so. I think
also
that's
the first
just
time,
on this.
Also, the first time you said that to me, it was definitely the morning after an all night party that we had. So
that is true. but I still stand by it because I think, gosh, I wish, actually, a little visual aid. I have right here, I have a cardboard tube from toilet paper roll. Actually, I have several. Let me just put a couple of them together.
Not long enough.
I've got four. Is four enough?
I don't know. It's not PVC either.
It's a close approximation. I might come out sounding like a different rapper, not quite Rick Ross.
All right, Matt's putting tubes together.
Getting that good Foley work.
Doing some arts and crafts over there.
All right, I got four. I have four cardboard toilet paper rolls stuffed together. And I'm just going to pull up some Rick Ross lyrics.
I can just tell you some Rick Ross lyrics if you want them.
I need them in front of me is okay. The thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to pick... I'm just going to go classic. I'm just going to go hustling. Mm-hmm. Do a little of that. Okay, so here's just me. The setup for this bit is so long. Here's just me, and I'm just going to read them out, and then I'm going to read the same lines through the tube and just see how it is, okay?
See how it turns out different, yeah.
Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I'm the fucking boss. 745, white on white, that's fucking Ross, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Who the fuck you think you fucking with? I'm the fucking boss. 745, white on white, that's fucking Ross.
Am I not?
Spot on.
Exactly.
Can't get better than that.
Exactly.
If you want, this is the question though. In the final edit, do you leave in your actual audio or do you just edit in?
If I did or if I didn't, you know,
there's no difference. You're right. There's no difference.
I wouldn't say here if I did or didn't. Yeah. You know.
Nobody's gonna know.
Up to the eagle-eared listener.
Yeah.
Do birds have ears?
The legendary hearing of the eagle. Do birds have ears?
How do birds hear?
Think about that question for a second. What are birds sort of famous for? There's a whole category of birds that actually has sort of a musical name.
I was hoping you were just going to say, like, there's a whole category of birds that's known for this thing, and I would have been like, oh, flightless birds also exist.
Yeah,
no,
the earbirds.
I just don't know. Like, I've never actually thought about where the sound enters
a bird's head. They just have holes. They just have holes in there is the answer to that question. This is like, I remember when I was a kid, I remember wondering about certain animals and can they hear?
Mm-hmm.
Like seals, you don't really see their ears so much. Or lizards.
Sure.
And the thing is, the answer every time is they just got holes. Is how that works.
Okay, so seals, holes. Birds, holes. Snakes, holes?
Holes.
Weird.
Fish? Don't know, actually.
Don't actually know if fish can hear. I mean, whales communicate
song. Fish can definitely hear, I think.
Hmm. Can they?
Fish can definitely sense changes in water pressure around them, which is like hearing.
Is this the most, like, fucking... wacky we've been at the top of a show just completely not like doing the thing right?
I think it's been worse.
How's your week been? This is usually where we check in and pretend like we're normal people before we do this dumb idea of a podcast every week.
No, my week's been good. I was pretty busy at the beginning of the week. I had to transcribe some interviews. Yeah, and then yesterday I just kind of sat on my butt, didn't do much. Reward for working through the weekend.
I mean, you just put some money down on a big, big reward.
I did, yeah. I did just purchase a Nintendo Switch. Or sort of a you know, put some money into Switch futures.
Right.
Hopefully it's gonna arrive at my door at some point.
At some point. You're not gonna have to pick it up from the GameStop location.
No, actually I lied. I am doing that because I don't want them to leave it on my doorstep.
Yeah, I mean, anyone could take it in your rough and tumble neighborhood.
Yes, here in historic Irvington.
Actually, I mean, a bike has been stolen from your house. So.
Yeah, more than one bike. So, I mean, listen, I'm not saying I would blame someone. If I saw a Nintendo Switch on somebody's porch,
you would take it and cancel your order.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. So,
well, I've had a fairly uneventful week, you know. Just trying to soak up the springtime vibes. Only, you know how Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney Phil comes out, and if he sees his shadow, it's six more weeks of winter.
Yeah,
and then you know, the beginning of spring rolls around. It's like, okay, it's spring no matter what. I feel like New York has a similar thing where it's like the pizza rat, the infamous pizza rat
of
New York City. And like, if the pizza rat like doesn't grab the slice that's been dropped
on the tracks,
if the pizza rat doesn't grab that slice, it means it's going to be winter until mid-July. And I think the rat didn't grab the slice because it's still really fucking cold. There's the remnants of last week's non-blizzard are still piled up out on the street. They've like, the snow has just formed those giant like ice hunks line the sidewalks now. Love it. Love it so much. They're starting to get precarious where they're melting in the middle. So there's just
It does cover some of the garbage, right?
No, there's like garbage encased in it.
Oh, okay. Sort of inside the glacier, what will we find?
That garbage is preserved until the melt happens.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a lovely city. Let's try to get to Harmony Korine's wonderful film, Spring Breakers, which is inspired by a suggestion from our friend Johnny, who suggested the Rite of Spring. But we decided, what if instead Spring Breakers?
Because the thing is that Spring Breakers is basically a modern day Rite of Spring.
I'm going to keep playing with this fucking tube unless I put it away. So let me just get one last one out. And if you could tell me, since we're doing things a little differently this week, if you could tell me what the random article we land on is.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'll navigate there myself, because this week we're both doing it. We're both doing the page.
Yeah, we're having a little, had to change things up a little. All right. The step number one, Matt Bradley, parenthesis, American football.
Matt Bradley, parenthesis, football.
See, it's like he's here in the room with us. It's like Mr. Ross right here.
I feel like he's in my room and your room.
Now, is this football, American football, you said?
I did say American football, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I somehow missed that. Okay, step one, Matt Bradley. Played for the United States Football League. What? Oh, this is pre-NFL.
No, this is just a lower tier league.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think.
Philadelphia Stars and Boston Breakers.
The Boston Breakers is the name of the women's soccer team in Boston now.
Okay, so, but then he was drafted by the Houston Oilers in the ninth round of the 1982 NFL draft. I've never heard of the fucking Oilers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that these are just lower tier. This is like the minor leagues, essentially.
I have never considered that there would be football in America that's not college or just the pros.
There's that. There is that.
Like, at any sport in that level, like, what's that life like?
It sucks. It's fucking awful.
That's your commentary on it. You don't have speculation.
Well, that's what it is. It's fucking whack as hell. And you have to imagine that especially if it's American football and you're just, you know, destroying your body, like that's even worse.
But not getting paid to be in like Tide detergent ads.
Not getting paid to like take the painkillers that will allow you to get back on the field, you know, barely patched together week after week.
Yeah. I feel like we have to hold, you know, professional athletes to like certain standards. Here's the one thing that I think all football players should get a pass on, because they're playing this sport and they're banging up their bodies real bad. You want to know what it is?
What is it?
No one should talk smack on any football player for putting chicken wings in their socks. You know what I'm referring to, right?
Yeah, I know what you're fucking referring to. You think that should just be like part of the uniform?
I don't think it should be mandated, but I think if someone goes like, "Now, why is that person putting snacks in their socks?"
In their socks.
You just go, "That's smart thinking. That's original thought." And you know what? For our enjoyment, for our national pastime, this person puts their body on the line and smashes into other people's bodies and just lay off, you know?
They're getting severe head trauma week after week. They might, you know, little snacky do in the end zone is the least that we can throw them.
It's the least that we could throw them. That's the dumbest aside I've ever had. Sorry. I might cut that whole thing.
Don't even worry about it. So, a lot of place names in here. Do you think that if we go to the Wikipedia page for St. Pete Beach, Florida, that the movie is going to be on there.
St. Pete Beach, Florida.
St. Petersburg, Florida is where the movie Spring Breakers takes place.
Oh, I thought you were saying like on this page that was there.
No, I mean elsewhere on the website.
Because I was going to say, like, that's crazy that we got so close and won.
Yeah, they had a USFL team down there.
I have to imagine Spring Breakers is referenced on that page, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of the most important thing that's ever happened there, I bet.
What do we think the closest place to that is?
Houston?
Physically or in spirit?
Physically.
So should we click on Houston Oilers then?
I mean, yeah.
I kind of just want to know what this team's deal is because I can't picture what an Oiler is.
Or we could click on NFL and we could get to like the Miami Dolphins and get to places in Florida.
That makes way more sense. Let's just click
on
NFL.
That's probably smarter.
Where's NFL at?
I'm not actually. Is there a? There's a 1982 NFL draft, which fucking sucks, but we can do that.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Step two: 1982 NFL draft. Are you doing? Are you doing any? Well, I guess what's in season now is March Madness, baby. You doing a bracket?
No, I'm sure not. It's not as good as the other kind of basketball as a thing, and so I don't know why people watch it.
I mean, why do people watch anything that's not just like the playoffs? Why do people watch regular games? Because I'm very much not a regular game watcher.
I actually usually don't watch the regular games, so you know.
There you go.
I don't know.
Wow, are none of these teams actually linked?
The Miami Dolphins is linked. If you look at the first chart.
Oh, the very first chart. Okay, then let's click Miami Dolphins, step three.
Okay.
Maybe if we seal this up real quick, we can do Johnny's original suggestion, you think?
Okay, sounds good.
Kind of a consolation prize.
Yeah. They got fun colors, the Dolphins. I feel like it's spring break just looking at that turquoise. What?
Wait, did you actually click on the Dolphins and it brought you to the Dolphins?
No, it brought me to the 1982 Miami Dolphins season.
Yeah, fuck.
Of course. Of course it did that.
I hate this stupid, shitty website. Let's click on...
We could have hovered.
Is there even a link to just the Miami Dolphins? Yes, there is. If you go to the table down there... Step four, Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
So you think their colors are fun? This like orange and teal?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're calling it aqua, but that's teal. That's
teal.
The color of my Game Boy Color that I had as a youngster. And that was teal.
And you specifically remember that in the Nintendo store it was labeled teal?
I'm pretty sure Dollars to Donuts it was labeled. It said on the box, teal, not aqua.
This is off topic, but I need you to tell me, I need you to reassure me that in between the OG Game Boy and the Game Boy Color, there was something called a Game Boy Pocket that was the size of the Game Boy Color, just not in color. Is that true?
You know some simple Googling would resolve this for you, right?
Like, no, I'm not going to do that. I want you to answer it.
You waited to talk to me, your friend, the video Game Boy.
I've been wondering this for years and waited until this moment to ask you.
So why do you have doubt over this? I'm going to refrain from answering. Just I want to know what caused this doubt in your mind.
Just because no one ever talks about it. Other people seem to have forgotten that this console existed. And I know that like time, the way time has been recently has been really wacky.
You think you might have been in the universe where the Game Boy Pocket existed, and then you jumped tracks?
Yes, yes.
Mm. Caitlin?
Yeah.
God, I could fuck with you so bad right now.
I know, you could tell me anything.
I could tell you literally anything. But I'm a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you that between the release of the original Game Boy in, I believe, 1989... And the release of the Game Boy Color, which I believe was 1998.
That sounds about right.
There was a Game Boy called the Game Boy Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a fair bit smaller than the color ended up being, I believe. If you remember what a Game Boy Color was like, the color kind of had a wavy backside, like the batteries kind of, like the Game Boy Color had a nice juicy butt.
It did have a juicy butt, yeah.
And the pocket was more just like a, honestly, it was just a little, flat. it was a little, yeah, future thinking. It was kind of just like a flat featureless rectangle. Yeah.
Whoa.
But like I only ever saw one. I believe, I think they only came in gray. I think they only came in like a silvery gray.
That checks out.
And I only ever knew one kid in school who had one. By the time I was in elementary school, you know, Game Boy Colors on into Game Boy Advance was a thing anyway. Mm-hmm. But there was one kid who was playing Pokemon on a Game Boy Pocket. And it was just like a Game Boy, but smaller. Yeah. There you go. Hope I cleared that up for you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Did you have a Game Boy Color?
I did, yeah. I had all three of those.
You had the pocket as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how did you because I don't need confirmation?
Because I don't think that it's there anymore in my parents' house.
So like if you were to just try and actually have a physical record of it.
Yeah.
You would be like,
I remember that we had one, but I don't think it's there anymore, and so
Maybe you are in a universe where the pocket existed, but where you didn't own one as a child.
Yeah, that's possible. That's definitely possible.
What color was your Game Boy Color?
Purple.
Was it the dope purple see-through one?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Fucking jealous.
What was yours?
Mine was... What did I say earlier?
I don't remember.
It has to do with the Miami Dolphins. We were talking about it literally
it was
like
teal, right.
A minute ago. Teal. Yeah, I had a color, an original Advance, and an SP, and then I think the next thing I got was just a regular old DS. Kind of just graduated. Yeah,
I haven't had one of those little guys since the I really lost lost track of the whole line of Pocket Game Boys. Pocket game machines.
Let me see if I can actually work this out, because this is interesting radio, right?
Totally, yeah, definitely.
All right. Actually, let's trade off. And then if one of us thinks we've skipped over something, we'll say, hey, no, you skipped one. All right?
Okay.
So I'll start.
I won't be able to tell you, but...
So the original Game Boy.
Yeah.
Now you say, what's the next?
The Game Boy Pocket.
Okay, Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Advance.
All right. Game Boy Advance SP.
Yeah, I don't know what's after that.
I think what's after that is the Game Boy Micro, which could only play, was very, very small, and it could only play Game Boy Advance games.
What was the one that was it was a square shape and you flip it open like a little book?
That was the SP.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So Micro and then the original Nintendo DS.
I don't want to break up this really great bit that we've got going. But I do want to point out to you, I want you to read to me what section 4.3 is called on this page that we're on.
Hot cheerleaders. Why did you make me read that?
You earlier in the voice of Alien called me Little Missy, I believe. And so that's sort of me just sort of switching it off, sending it back to you.
Okay, that's fine. And, you know, that was me playing a character. You know, I wouldn't, you know, if I wasn't, you know, it's called acting.
It's fine. It's fine. We're even now. So
I just want you to know I'm an actor, Caitlin.
Right.
You may have seen me in some music videos lately. And by some, I mean one.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called or who the band is or anything. So
great. Great. I'm glad you've really been following what I've been up to.
I just do want to emphasize that it's just a section about the cheerleaders.
But it's just called Hot Cheerleaders.
And the cheerleaders are just called the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. But the section, for unknown reasons, is entitled Hot Cheerleaders.
Now, what do you think the Wikipedia like policy regarding getting kind of fun with your subsection titles is? Because it seems incredibly unnecessary that they're called Hot Cheerleaders.
There is not one, right? There's no policies on this fucking website.
I mean, there are, because people get in like knockdown, drag out fights over like what the fuck, like, you know, verbiage to use for, in very specific cases. So,
yeah, but I feel like that's more than anything a result of the.
I kind of want to pop
lack
open
of serious policy.
I want to pop open the edit history for this page and then see then control F.
See who's done this?
Hot cheerleaders.
Hold on.
Maybe it's history. Like a Dolphins fan who went in and then said like, all right, hot cheerleaders. And then they went over to like the Green Bay Packers page and they were like, ugly cheerleaders.
Christ.
Hey, American
football.
So
it's not in the it's not in the first 50.
Okay.
This would take all day to figure out.
Yeah, let's not do
fucking
that.
Edits to this page. Yeah. Okay. Let's
look for a place in Florida.
Yeah, so we can go to Miami.
Yeah.
Miami metropolitan area.
I mean, where's St. Pete Beach?
It's in Florida for sure.
Yeah, but what part?
On the ocean part?
Hold up. Wait a minute.
What?
Something. They began play in the AFL in 1966. The region had not had a professional football team since the days of the Miami Seahawks.
What?
What?
Where are you right now?
This is towards the top of the page, like second paragraph. The Miami Seahawks. Gonna have to pop open that in another tab.
The Miami Seahawks?
That just sounds bad to my ears.
That sounds wrong.
Sounds very bad. Wait a minute. Also, hold on. This is amazing. Go down to history. Glad I didn't miss this. Last sentence of the first paragraph. During the summer of 1966, the Dolphins training camp was in St. Pete Beach.
Oh, there it is.
So, fucking step five, St.
Pete
Beach.
Okay. Right. I definitely would have guessed it was on the other side of Florida. It's on the left side. I was going to guess the right side, so.
Well, you know, that's the side that gets hit by hurricanes. Not the greatest for party times.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, this is kind of disappointing. And that I don't think there's a link to Spring Breakers on this page.
You don't think it's under education?
It's
not. Super not.
Wow.
Okay. So this was a failure.
Yeah, I think we screwed up just about as bad as we can.
Because
we
maybe. Maybe City of St. Petersburg, Florida?
But like the movie's set in St. Pete Beach. They're not palling around in the city, right?
I mean, I don't know much about the geography of the area. What else do you think we should do?
Let's just try St. Petersburg, Florida. Fuck it. Let's see if that does the city better. So that's step six, St. Petersburg, Florida.
All right. So this one's much longer. Notable people.
Alien, the fictional character.
Alien.
Vanessa Hudgens, whatever her character's name was.
I remember them going across this bridge, Sunshine Skyway Bridge.
Okay, so maybe we'll have some luck.
I don't think so, though.
Tourism. I'm looking at the tourism section.
Is there a spring break section?
Known for... It's artistic community, LGBT presence, hosting the annual St. Pete Pride Parade. Oh, wait. Yeah, cinema. St. Petersburg has been used as a filming location for films over the years, including Once Upon a Time in America, Summer Rental, Cocoon, Ocean's 11, Lauren Cass, Dolphin Tale, Magic Mike, Spring Breakers, and Dolphin Tale 2. Spring Breakers. Hey.
Hey.
That was very easy.
Yeah.
We went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps. Not too bad.
How are we doing on...
How are we doing on time? Oh, we're like...
We have...
Half an hour in.
Yeah. About half an hour in.
So, should we do it again?
You said we were going to get to the Rite of Spring.
I mean, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, come on. You can't just back down on your promise.
To our friend Johnny. You're right.
Yeah.
Anything we want to say about Spring Breakers while we're on here? I want to know how much money it made.
It's a weird movie.
Whoa, it was made for only $5 million.
Yeah, I think I kind of knew that. Little bit bootstrapped there.
I mean, I've been thinking about movie budgets some more recently, and like,
oh yeah,
could have fooled me. I mean, any other movie, you'd be paying at least $1 million to Skrillex to get him to do the money. But
I was just gonna say Skrillex.
Yeah,
but you know, this was 2012. Skrillex, he was a little cheaper back then, you know.
All right,
he hadn't sold out quite so much.
Box office, $31.7 million. Not bad. Not a bad return, I think.
Hey, check out what year of the Venice International Film Festival it was entered into. This is the last paragraph of the introduction here.
Mm-hmm. The film was selected to compete for the Golden Lion at the 69th Venice International Film Festival.
Nice.
All right. So let's do Rite of Spring, I guess? Who?
Yeah, so do we click a random article or do we try to navigate directly from here?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm open to either way. My big question, though, is who composed the Rite of Spring?
Igor Stravinsky.
Okay. I'm glad that
with a much later remix by Skrillex.
If that was true, it'd be very easy, would it not?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it wasn't true.
Unfortunately, that was a lie that you made.
That was a lie I just told. Good catch.
I'm so glad that you're on this podcast because I would not have been able to pull that. Would not have been able to name Stravinsky, even though it's pretty easy. All right. Your thoughts. Should we keep going from here? Or?
I think we should keep going from here.
All right, so do we click on Skrillex because he's close to Igor Stravinsky?
Because he's music?
Because he's a music man?
Yeah, I think that we do that.
Or do we like try to find, I don't know, Britney Spears on here? Is Britney Spears closer?
I don't
in spirit?
Know that Britney Spears is closer. I think they're equally far apart.
Is Britney Spears even listed on the soundtrack for this? Did that song even make it on the soundtrack? Holy shit.
She's not?
She's not. Every time is
heresy.
Not put on.
What the fuck? That's like the most important part of the movie.
Holy shit. What a disappointment.
Oh my god.
That's upsetting.
This fucking Ellie Goulding song is on here. Nobody even knew that was in there.
Also, can we just say Gucci Mane doesn't get a starring credit in this movie?
Also heresy.
Also heresy, yeah. That's upsetting. That's very upsetting. All right.
I think we should click on... I think Skrillex.
Yeah, sure. Why not? What are we calling this? Step 8? Skrillex?
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. There's our boy with his one side cut, long hair.
Does he still have that, do you think?
I think he... Yes, I think he does still look like that.
Do you think he just got his hair removed on that side of his head?
I think he got it lasered off so it won't grow there anymore. What's your favorite Skrillex song?
Oh, man. It has to come down to either Bangarang or Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. And Bangarang's got to take it, you know?
Fuck you with Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. I will die on this hill. Bangarang is for noobs.
We just have to agree to disagree, I guess. Okay. I see the words non-classical right up top. So that's close.
Non-classical?
Because it's close to classical.
Right. Yeah.
So we could get to the Grammy Awards and we could get to classical from there.
Yes, yeah. I didn't know that Skrillex has won 8 Grammys. He's a world record holder for most Grammys won by an EDM artist. Did you know that Skrillex was so accomplished?
I had no idea.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, who else would it be, you know? It couldn't be Deadmau5. It couldn't be Deadmau5. Nobody knows what Deadmau5 looks like.
You can't give an award to someone if they don't know what they look like.
Yeah, and like, who are other electronic...
The only reason why Daft Punk has ever won a Grammy is because that they're actually same robots.
Problem. Yeah, same sort of basic issue, can't tell who they are. Turns out they are robots.
So they're eligible to win, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's click on the Grammy Awards, why don't we?
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I clicked the link for Grammy Award, and it's just... The award itself.
It's the physical trophy?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have to click it too, right? That's like the rules?
Yeah, that's the rules. We're not branching off here. This isn't a fucking choose your own adventure.
Well, okay. No, I mean, it's not the trophy. I thought you were saying it was the trophy.
The page is a little, that. The page is a little misleading. No, you're right. It is kind of about the award more generally, but I don't think it has other categories.
Okay, well, there is a link to classical music and the section 2012 category restructuring.
Ah, okay.
Love this chart of most recent Grammy Award winners. That's just Adele 3 times and then Chance the Rapper 1 time.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a what do you call that? Fuck. What's the science word for a chart that's got 2 things on one side and 2 things on the other side?
A 2x2?
No. It's okay. I'll just sound dumb.
Oh, you're saying you think it looks like a Punnett square?
Yes, that's what I was looking
like
for.
Like a biology thing.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Why
not? We
can
move on. We can move on from
good,
that.
I'm glad we can. Let's go to classical music. Step 10.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I bet Igor. I bet Igor is going to be... He's going to be right up here on this page somewhere.
He's not in this montage of
this
male
page.
Classical
music reason,
composers.
For some reason, fucking Aram Khachaturian is in this fucking montage, but Igor Stravinsky is not, which is baffling.
Is Khachaturian, is he new? Is he new school classical?
I mean, he was a Soviet composer of not particularly great stature, especially compared to Stravinsky, who was, you know, one of the most influential composers of the 20th century. But
so what era was Stravinsky? That was, I guess,
late 19th, early 20th century.
But would that be modern music or high
he's
modern
lumped
music
in,
or contemporary?
Yeah, that would be modern.
Okay, so I'm going down at modern now. Not seeing him on here.
Okay, well, this is stupid.
Romantic era music. So, wait, can you tell me what the fuck the deal is with Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov? Because I'm only familiar with the weird coffee shop in Portland that's named after him.
What would you like to know about Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov?
What's his whole deal?
He was a late romantic Russian composer.
Like, did he have any bangers? Did he like coffee? Did he like weird coffee houses?
I think he probably liked coffee. I think that's probably a safe guess. And he definitely did have bangers, and there's an obvious one that is not coming to me right now, and I'm going to be really embarrassed later when I think of it.
Well, check it. Scroll down to 20th and 21st centuries, and then you got a nice little illustration here by Pablo Picasso.
Oh, there he is.
Of Igor Stravinsky.
Of Igor, yeah.
So we can click on Stravinsky, I think. Just go right for that. Go right for the jugular, step 11. Igor Stravinsky. And what's that right there? I see it right now. The Rite of Spring, 1913.
Right at the very tippy top, huh?
Boom. Step 12, Rite of Spring. So, Johnny, we did take your topic. And we did it. So, Caitlin, should I call this episode The Rite of Spring, or should I call it Spring Breakers? Should it have a slash?
That'd be a fun twist if we called it Spring Breakers, because usually the title is like what the thing is about. And so if somebody clicked on it thinking it was about the Rite of Spring, they'd get a nasty surprise, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that we just start talking about it being Spring Breakers instead. That would maybe that's a better surprise.
I think that's a fun surprise.
Yeah, I don't know. Heck, we still got like a good 10 minutes. We could go to another thing.
No, so I don't know any other spring related topics.
I think I think the only use for this extra time is clearly
a little bit more of this.
Oh God.
A little bit more of the
Now
pulse.
Do you know that do you
a little bit
can
more
you,
hustling?
Can you hum the opening bars of the Rite of Spring through that thing? Do you know those?
I don't know the opening bars of the Rite of Spring.
So you could just edit in and post.
I could just edit in Rick Ross's actual cover and post of the Rite of Spring.
Yes. Yes.
Rick Ross plays the classics.
Where he sings every part in the orchestra.
Yeah,
and there
exactly.
was also a music video where he did his own interpretive dance, hey, played every part.
Hey, listeners, if you're listening right now hoping that maybe I'd waste a bunch of my time like recreating the Rite of Spring with me singing through a cardboard tube, pretending to be Rick Ross, and then put it in at the end of this episode, I'm going to tell you right now it's not happening. It's not happening.
You know, the very beginning is just one instrument. It would be easy.
Fuck that.
You just all you'd have to do is go and get a bassoon and play it through that thing, and you'd be good to go.
Yeah, first I'll master the bassoon. You fucking kidding me?
Yes, I am.
I pay money to put this podcast on the internet. I'm not gonna put any more time into it than I need to.
You could pay money to learn a new skill. You could learn the bassoon, and then you could play it in the subway and make tons of money.
I can be the world's first bassoon busker.
Oh, man. There's got to have been bassoon buskers.
Yeah,
I'm going to look this up right now.
But, like, I imagine for, like, a day, and then they made no money and had to stop.
And then they gave up.
Had to fence their bassoon. If you were busking, would you busk with your... with your cello?
Oh yeah, I can't play the guitar at all.
What about another instrument? What about a uke? Would you busk with a uke? You could bust out.
No, fuck no, I can't play that thing neither. I know like three chords on that.
All
thing.
You need to know is how to play the one version of somewhere
over the rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. There, I just do want to say that there's a YouTube video of a guy playing "My Heart Will Go On" the bassoon.
Like the Titanic song?
Yeah, the Celine Dion song.
Weird.
Recorded outside the longest moving walkway in the Southern Hemisphere near St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia.
So now I'm on the page for the Miami Seahawks.
Yeah.
They no relation whatsoever.
Okay.
This is just
just a kind of bird then.
Just incredibly upsetting that they had the same name.
Well, you know, the Miami Seahawks were first. They were first, right?
Well, let's see. So the Miami Seahawks were founded in 1946.
Uh-huh.
And folded the next year. Jesus. How about that?
It was, you know, it's because they didn't have the 12th man on the field is why that didn't work out.
They were around for 1 year and they're like, we've only got 11 men, this Seahawks thing is never gonna work. And then
something's
it took
not working. We have 11 men and the other team has 11 men also, and how do you beat another team with the same number of men?
It just doesn't. Boom, 1947,
doesn't
they're
work.
Done. Then you fast forward to 1976, someone gets the great idea. Oh.
To put a 12th man on the field.
Exactly. A literal 12th man on the football team. That'll fix it. That'll give the Seahawks the edge they need.
And it sort of got grandfathered in. You know, nowadays they wouldn't allow that. But before then, like, the NFL hadn't really settled on what the right number of men was.
Yeah.
So they just, well,
and then
can't tell the Seahawks not to have that many men now.
And then
you know,
it
they've
would
been
be,
doing it all these years.
You know, like another 35 years until Marshawn Lynch comes along and makes the next innovation, which is putting fucking chicken wings in your sock.
Yes, that's
storing
true.
Snacks in your socks. What's up?
That's true.
That's why you only had to play on the team for a couple of years, because he changed the whole fucking game.
He changed the game.
And just now that I'm thinking about it again, could have won a Super Bowl if they had not fucked up. Could have won them another Super Bowl.
If they hadn't made him stop putting chicken in his socks.
Yeah, specifically it was when it was them and they were like right at the end zone and the choice was Marshawn, you can have snacks, or Marshawn, you can't have snacks. And they said no snacks.
And that's why they lost the Super Bowl that time.
That's why they lost the Super Bowl. And what was that, 2014?
Yeah, 15. I think.
Yeah. 14 season, 15 Super Bowl. God damn. I'm still salty about that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you cared that much about these things.
Just because it was such a dumb play. That was his.
It was dumb. Everyone in America knew it was dumb.
Everyone in America knew it was dumb. They should have let him have the snacks.
We all know that Marshawn needs his snacks in order to do the ball good. And yeah,
I do love that he loves Skittles.
Me too.
He's one of my favorite. He's definitely one of my favorite humans associated with the state of Washington.
And what are your other ones? Like Kurt Cobain, Will Macklemore.
See, I knew you were going to fucking say that.
I knew that you knew.
Did you see the shit that went down on Capitol Hill this week?
No. What went down? I've been staying off the internet for the most part, which has been really good because I didn't know about this, but I guess you need to ruin it for me now.
Senator Maria Cantwell.
Okay.
With regards to the AHCA bill.
Yeah.
Said, I wish that Macklemore was here, because to my eyes this bill is a heist.
Oh no.
I'm paraphrasing because I can't even. I feel like the wording actually was even more tortured than that to try and shove a Macklemore reference in there. But also now I want someone to primary Maria Cantwell. It doesn't matter what her voting record is. It doesn't matter whether she takes corporate donations. She must be voted out of office in Washington.
Of all the Macklemore references, I think that's one of the less offensive ones. Whatever that says. Can you imagine if she tried to reference Thrift Shop?
they're gonna ask everybody to get their mammograms at the thrift shop.
Yeah, and people would have just fucking stormed the podium.
And then she dabs.
Yes, and people would have stormed the podium, and that's the end. That's it. That's the end of representative democracy in Washington State.
More like Maria can't. Well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is
more
been...
like just the name, the way it is.
This sucks. I apologize for my behavior this episode. Please don't hate me, listeners. Please don't hate me, Caitlin. You know, I'm just acting over here. I'm just doing my acting.
I understand. I know that you're an actor.
In fact, Caitlin, you're going to watch as I do it, and the Foley work is going to be, this is me disassembling my Rick Ross tube. I'm laying down arms. I won't do this again.
No more acting today.
No more acting today. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right if you need to complain about the things I did this episode. If you want me to know your dissatisfaction with my behavior, just at me there, I guess.
You can find me on Twitter at BestKabest, but please don't at me with your dissatisfaction. Just send it all to Matthew. Any complaints that you have, you can send to Matt, or you can send to the show, which is at Get to That on Twitter, and on Facebook. It is facebook.com/gettothat. That's wrong. facebook.com/CYGTT.
That's correct.
If you're an old and you're still on Facebook.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, review, subscribe on the iTunes.
And give us topic suggestions.
And give us the topic suggestions.
Thanks to Johnny, I guess.
Thanks. No, thanks. Yeah. Definitely. No, there's no I guess.
We love
thanks
you, Mama.
To Johnny.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just have one final little question.
What's that?
It's only one tube. It's a different voice.
You don't sound like Rick anymore. You just sound like Matt.
I just sound like Matt if I like had a deeper voice.
You just sound like Matt sort of in the next room.
Hey, Caitlin. What's your question? I can hear you just fine. Just tell me your question. What's your last question? I'm over here.
What if technology bad, though?
Every day I'm hustling, hustle, hustle.